This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
A while back, really aware from the scripture in Hebrews 12 and also in Haggai that God's going to shake everything. He's going to shake not only the earth like he did in the Old Testament, but he said, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. And the only thing that can't be shaken is the kingdom of God. So that covers everything. And as I was thinking about this, I think, why is he doing the shaking? It's because he doesn't want anybody to be lost. God doesn't do it because he's just angry. He is angry, but he does it because of his great love. He shakes everything, so all the false securities that are in this world, this whole world is full of false security. And every false security is going to be exposed for what it is, false. But the Bible uses it in this term, that they're idols. Whatever we have our heart trusting in, whether it's or whatever it could be, material, accomplishments, gain, reputation, achievements, all those things are nothing in the kingdom of God. And all of them are going to be shaken. And as I thought about it, I thought, what's going to be secure is God's kingdom. Well, the kingdom of God is within you and it's within me. It's within you and it's within me. We're receiving, the Bible says, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. I like the way it says we're receiving. In the process of receiving, you can stop receiving. So don't stop receiving all that God, you know, I really believe we receive with our hearts. Not with our minds, but with our hearts. God is so focused on the heart. When he talked about all the shaking, he said, don't worry about the shaking, don't worry about the wars, don't worry about the earthquakes, don't worry about this or that. He said, if you want to worry about anything, he used the word, take heed about the condition of your heart. Don't let it get weighed down. Don't let it get fearful. Don't let it get troubled. Don't let your heart be anxious. All of those things are the things that we should be concerned about. And if you think about little children, you know, they leave all the worry to their parents. Well, we're supposed to be doing that. Let's leave all the worry to our Father in heaven, who's got everything, as we've heard, us included, in the palm of his hand. The Bible says those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, it cannot be moved. All the mountains of this world are going to get shaken and moved. But Mount Zion is a spiritual mountain. It says in Hebrews that we haven't come to a mountain that was shaken in incredible fear, but we've come to Mount Zion. It's a spiritual mountain. We've come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We've come to the church of the firstborn, who is Jesus Christ. He's the firstborn. To a huge company of angels in festal gathering. It's a huge celebration. That's where we've come. And let's be like little children and completely trusting God. Because I really believe that God wants to lift us up and show us something. Yeah, judgment starting in the house of God. All the false idols that we've got our hopes and trusts in are crumbling down. And that's not pleasant. That's not nice when things fall apart. Because the same things, the same winds, the same flooding is going to happen to us as it happens to everybody. Jesus said that. He talked about the house. Remember whether it was built on the sand or on the rock, and he says, those who do these sayings of mine, they're like a wise man who dug below the sand and he put his foundation on a rock. And when the winds blew, when the rain came, when the floods came, his house wasn't moved. So we're going to experience all those things. They're going to wash away every false security. But because our foundation is in Christ, because we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, we're not moved. We're affected, but we're not moved. Because I'm talking about your heart, where your heart trusts. We can fool everybody with the exterior. God doesn't look at the exterior. We do. We look at a man's appearance. We look at his stature. We look at his achievements, his accomplishments, the credits to his name. And we think, wow, that's a great man. God bypasses all of that and he looks at the heart. What's he looking for? Simply, he's looking for a heart that trusts him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That's a condition. That's a condition of the heart. And that's what we're all learning. In the midst of the shaking, it's not pleasant. But we're receiving a kingdom. Praise God. I went away last week with Frank Dahm to spend 3 days just praying and fasting. Because God had been saying stuff to me. And I was thinking, man, that seems a bit too much. And I felt I needed to get clarity. So I went away and for 3 days, just seeking the Lord. It's a great opportunity. And every day when I was praying, all I would get was, be still. And I'm thinking, well, that's not much. Because I was wanting a word. I was wanting to hear God and do what he told me to do. And so I got, be still. And I thought, oh, that's not much. But it happened 3 days. But over those 3 days, as I thought about it, I became aware that how incredibly important it was for me to be still. Because depending on the condition of my heart, I was going to hear God. Yes, I would hear him, but the condition of my heart would interpret what God said to me. So if my heart was fearful, that would be the filter that everything God said to me would come through. If my heart was anxious, if my heart was preoccupied, and I realized how incredibly important, not just for me, but for every single one of us, we're going to be in a time of extreme shaking. God said he's going to shake the heavens and the earth, and it's going to come to the point where stars are going to fall from the heavens, principalities and powers, dark demonic forces that have been ruling this world, blinding men's hearts and minds to the gospel of Jesus Christ, are going to be exposed and cast down. And we're going to see the greatest revival and turning of people, harvest, that the world has ever seen. I want to be a part of that. And I get concerned when Christians, all they can talk about is me, 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 let me out of it. I want peace. I want safety. Well, we've already got it in Christ. No one can take us out of the palm of his hand. That's what we heard this morning. But what we need to know is get a hold of his heart and what he's wanting to do in our generation. Because for such a time as this, we have been brought to the kingdom, you and I, have been brought to the kingdom for this time. And it's incredibly important that we hear what God has today. Today, as the Holy Spirit says, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. As they heard from God, but they interpreted it the way that they wanted to hear it. Let's be people whose hearts are right before the Lord. Get our hearts right. Soften it. Humble us. If it needs to humble yourself, humble yourself. come before him, be still before him, spend some time just worshipping God, putting on those garments, praising him, thanking him. Just spend some time being still before him and waiting upon him. You know, I think we're in a generation that's getting incredibly impatient. We want everything straight away. And so that's a hard thing to do. It's like a spirit that we're fighting against. It makes sense because the Bible says that the devil's going to be cast down to the earth and he'll have great wrath because he knows his time is short. Impatience is going to be one of the key marks of this generation. Impatience. So we need to be a people who know how to wait. Those who wait on the Lord, be still before him, wait upon him, shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, we lift up our hands. We lift up our hearts with our hands. It's what Jeremiah said. Let us search and try our ways. Turn again to the Lord. Lift up our hearts with our hands. Father, we lift our hearts towards you with our hands. We love you. We praise you. You are our Father. You're our Father. When I say that, I'm acknowledging every one of my brothers and sisters with me right now. Forgive me, Lord, for any hard thought or any unforgiveness. I release brothers and sisters from any judgment right now, because you're our Father and we all stand washed in the blood of Jesus in your sight. Father, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. You said to love you with all of our heart, all of our mind and all of our strength. Father, I haven't done that. I repent. And I pray, Lord, that you renew my heart, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me, restore to me the joy of salvation. Lord, then I'll teach transgressors your ways. Sinners shall be converted to you. Father, we pray, have your way in this church, in our hearts. Lord, let your love grow hot, not cold, but grow hot within each one of us as we step out in faith and begin to love one another as you commanded us to do. Father, we pray, let your will be done in this place, in each one of our lives, in each one of our families, in Jesus' name. And all the glory, all the praise we give to you.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.